Welcome to Your Environment at MidHudsonNews.com. I'm John Cronin for Pace University's EarthDesk.org. Imagine for a moment you are the largest land mammal on the planet. Your height on all fours is 9 feet. You weigh 5 tons. You can lift 1,000 pounds. Your top running speed is 25 miles per hour. And when you and your herd run together, it is bad news for anything in your path. You roam hundreds of miles of forests and plains, foraging for food and water. The herd is your social group, with which you travel, play, roll in mud, and raise your young. Now imagine further that a human comes along who wants you to leave your home in the wild, travel to New York State, and join the circus. There you will be dressed in a costume and stand on a stool while 1,000 people yell, hoot, and clap. Why would you do such a thing? The human says because he cares about you and will feed you peanuts. By now you realize you're an elephant in this little scenario, but you may be wondering, what's with the human? He's an elephant trainer who would have you believe that an elephant will happily entertain audiences just for the reward of human love. Unfortunately, the truth is far more unsavory. Most entertainment elephants are stolen from the wild when young. They are first taught obedience by being bound with ropes. Then comes the bullhook. A bullhook is a pole that ends in a sharp hook. It is used to stab elephants as punishment and to force them to learn tricks. Then there's the daily life of confinement and isolation. No more hanging with a herd. A circus elephant must be constrained, often with a chain around its leg. No more roaming. A circus elephant spends much of its life in a rail car or truck. No more raising young. The life of a circus elephant does not allow for breeding. And most circus elephants live only half as long as elephants in the wild. So what is the redeeming social value of an elephant forced to entertain an audience? Owners and trainers say it teaches children the value of wildlife conservation. I say, most children would be horrified to learn the truth about entertainment elephants. 7 circuses bring elephants to New York State each year, but if Governor Andrew Cuomo signs the Elephant Protection Act, those elephant performances will be banned in New York. The legislation was developed and lobbied by the students of the Pace University Environmental Policy Clinic. It passed both the State Assembly and Senate by very large margins, with the lead sponsorship of Senator Terrence Murphy and Assemblywoman Amy Paulin. For full disclosure, I am co-faculty of the Pace Clinic with Professor Michelle Land, who is the real hero behind our animal work. The Elephant Protection Act will make New York the first state that prohibits the use of elephants in entertainment. We believe other states will follow New York's lead. There are wonderful elephant sanctuaries ready to take over. You can help. Write Governor Cuomo. It's easier than ever. A Google search for Contact Governor Cuomo will bring up the governor's contact form. Click it and ask the governor to sign the Elephant Protection Act. Do it for the elephant. Do it for the kids. This is John Cronin, Senior Fellow for Environmental Affairs at Pace University. We invite you to follow us at EarthDesk.org, the blog of the Dyson College Institute for Sustainability and the Environment at Pace.